The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds
thicker.
Who
are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious
contenders. How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown.
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the WrestleCast. This is episode 108. I'm Samuel Colunga, and with me, as always, is the sensational, lovely Miss Edie Janae.
I was gone for a minute, now I'm back. Hey, friends.
And also joining us from parts unknown, from the open road, whatever, the Don of the WrestleCast, Mr. Don De Laurentiis.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the WrestleCast.
Alrighty, so, plenty of stuff to get into today. We had two previews to do some, two pick-ems right now.
That's right.
We also had some news. We have Raw. We have two episodes of Lucha Underground. And, of course, we have the main event, SmackDown Matters.
Aww.
Oh, and some NXT as well. Okay, so let's just get started. Apparently, Billy Corgan, TNA, and Anthem have settled their financial differences. So, yay.
Yay.
You see, Anthem tweeted, you know, the Fight Network tweeted that they were happy with the arrangements made. Mr. Corgan allowing Impact Wrestling to put this behind them and focus on producing great shows. And I have a. When did they ever put on great shows?
Aww.
Just can't. So, you just can't sidestep a chance to kick a man when he's down, can you?
Yeah, I have some Billy Garcia jokes in here too, if you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe some Lita jokes.
Yeah, might as well make it a hat trick.
So apparently, Corgan filed a lawsuit against TNA. Over gaining control over the company due to unpaid loans. That's what we talked about last time. The judge denied that claim, but as of November 1st, deadline to be paid back, Corgan still hadn't been made whole, which led to a formal request for payment, hampered by a complicated contract arrangement. So I guess they settled. Corgan got his money. Now he can go smash some more pumpkins out there.
Well, I'm glad he got his money, and hopefully that'll teach people not to trust Dixie Carter.
Right. So, have you all heard about this? Joey Styles got fired from Evolve. I think it was his first show, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Joey Styles was fired because, as Gabe Sapolsky said repeatedly about his shows, he doesn't want any kind of political commentary, any kind of political anything. It's just too messy, and he just doesn't want it. So Joey Styles took that as, talk about all the politics you want. Joey Styles wanted to prove to the world that he had a live mic, he could say whatever he wants, and because he's Joey Styles, he can get away with it. So apparently he was talking on air to ring announcer Joanna Rose. Joanna, you look great tonight, and if our next president were here tonight, he'd want to grab you by the...
That's funny.
But he directed it at his color man, who they've been going back and forth like the whole night. So he actually didn't say it, quote-unquote, directly about her. He, like, twisted it to put it on the color commentary guy.
Was it Stokely Hathaway, or you don't know?
Yes, there you go.
Okay, I was wondering where that dude went. He was managing Moose in Ring of Honor, and then he just dropped off the face of the earth. So yeah.
Unfortunately, DD, they didn't have the same sense of humor that you had. They didn't think it was that funny.
I thought it was funny.
Well, especially since he's a long-standing conservative.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a big time.
Well, then even person. More reason why it's funny. These people, they're so sensitive.
I'm pretty sure he was out there with wanting to see the birth certificate stuff.
Oh, he's a birther.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's an Obama basher, so you figure he was a birther.
Oh well, sorry about it.
So not only was he fired from Evolve, he was also fired from Beyond and Shikara, which Shikara is very family friendly. So I guess they don't want anything like that on their show. So it looks like we'll be seeing him on the convention circuit soon enough. So speaking of politics, Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon and a former president of WWE, is under strong consideration for the role of Secretary of Commerce.
Sure, why not? You know.
6 million ways, son. 6 million ways.
Right. So, yeah, I guess that's
sure.
Thing. I mean, I guess she finally found a way to buy herself into politics, I guess.
I mean.
Is it how you live, player?
Considering who else is popping, why not her? It's fine. Right. Whatever. It's like the newest season of Apprentice. Linda McMahon, nigga from Breitbart. You know, it's great. It's fine. Not Ben Carson. He's already fired. You know, it's fun.
Yeah, Marosa was like sad because like none of her family would talk to her.
They never talked to her before. That's fine. She's she just wants attention. They probably ain't spoke to her about 15 years.
When Michael Clark Duncan died, so she got to do something to try to stay in the mix.
And he was working it. We almost liked her. We were like, well, if he likes her, she must not be that bad. And then he died and it all went to hell.
Yeah, right. She was going to get the pass by association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to talk to you about passes by association off the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what is Sean King tweet now?
Oh, no. He's a Caucasian man.
Just see the tweet. Somebody said that, like, they want to meet him so they can call him Talcum X.
That's not nice. It's funny, but it's not nice. He does look like powder.
Wait, it's pretty goddamn hilarious. What are you talking about?
That's mean. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, okay.
He does not like you at all.
Look, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. I've been, you know, acting like a Christian. I would say I haven't been drinking, but I had a lot of free wine at work today. It was quite nice. So, yeah.
Anything for our drinking game tonight?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I said.
I'm glad you're joining me.
Did you hear the ice rattling around in her cup?
You know what? If I want a hot toddy to ward off any future illnesses, that is only my business.
Hey, do what you gotta do.
You're right. Are we done with news?
No, we still have a bunch of news.
Oh, come on. Chop, chop.
Okay. Apparently, former WWE person thing, whatever, Ashley Massaro has joined the concussion lawsuit against WWE. Apparently, she hit her head once upon a time or something.
Is she one of them racist ones or no?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I hope she gets some money. Look, this is all I care about. Like, are you one of those white people?
Are you one of them white people?
Are you one of those white people? You know?
So, apparently, like, she also added in that she was sexually assaulted during one of those tour of the troops or whatever the hell.
Kuwait. Well, damn, bury the lead, why don't you?
And she was exactly
a troop or
I don't know. I honestly think it was a troop.
Okay.
So she saw a doctor, and the doctor told her, and she was later persuaded her it would be best not to report it to anyone.
Well, I mean, it's not like anybody would have gone to jail for it, so. She could have got some money out of it, though, had she played her cards right.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, she said she suffered several concussions during her WWE run and received no care or appropriate treatment afterwards.
Ah, toughen up, Buttercup. Anyway.
Wasn't she the one alleging that, like, because of all that, she was forced to, like, take drugs to ease the pain or whatever, and now she's an addict or something? Or was that somebody else?
Mm. I don't know about that, the inner workings of Ashley Massaro's.
Hey, I want to know all about her inner workings. Come on.
I don't keep up with white women and their problems. Next!
Okay, so Dee Dee, do you want the good news or the gooder news or which one?
The good news or the gooder news? Sure. I would prefer the gooder news.
The gooder news, okay.
Yeah.
The Raw ratings were up this week.
Yay.
It's a very seasonal show. So yeah, they did. I'm not going to go through the three of them. Now here's the other news, the news that you'll be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly the headline. SmackDown ratings were way up for the episode 900. So.
Well, as they should be.
I mean, SmackDown is the doper show.
If I do say so myself. But no, also Undertaker, Edge, 900, you know. They ought to be up a little bit or a lot of it.
Things associated with Lita.
You know what? Is that
what you're going with? No?
No. Okay.
All three things apply, probably.
Tisk, tisk.
Okay, apparently, you know how WrestleMania, they do the big weekend and everything. They have, like, the shows, they have, like, the NXT, and they have the Raw, and the the event itself and then the SmackDown. So now Vince McMahon's going to plan to do that for all of his, all four of his big shows.
Mm-hmm.
For WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam. What am I missing?
Royal Rumble.
There you go. So yeah, they're going to have that for everything. They're going to have a takeover show. They're going to have the event. They're going to have the Raw and the SmackDown. So what do y'all think of that? Is that a bit overkill? Does that make the WrestleMania one not especially young?
No, that's fine. I don't
know. No, the big four. I mean, it's cool. They just make a whole block out of the weekend. I mean, it's smart.
All right. So yeah, that's all for our news. Okay, are you ready for another abysmal role?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, abysmal might be a little strong of a word for it.
Okay, except for like the last 10 minutes maybe.
Like was it all, abysmal? I don't recall it being abysmal. Like that's
no,
a little...
like all episodes of Raw, it had his little dead parts here, but
John fell asleep.
I mean, everybody can't be SmackDown. Sorry.
That was because I did some things beforehand before Raw came on that might have aided in my.
He was drunk. He was a little tipsy. Yeah.
Yeah, I had like an 11%. Beer got followed it by like another like very high alcoholic content beer, and like 8:15 came, and I was like, "Ooh,
down over there with the IPAs."
Yeah, and it's stout season, so porters and stouts.
Boom, come
okay,
through.
I don't speak alky. I'm sorry.
We got a show for that on the network. Get familiar.
Yes. Hashtag beer it is.
Boom. Don't you love that what's this called? An internetwork branding. You're welcome.
All right, Stephanie McMahon.
Go yes. Ahead.
Stephanie Jolie.
Who? Okay. Oh, child, I'm using my real governmental names out here. That is nobody's business. Okay, on to your Raw review.
Matt Roster comes out for a boring 20-minute promo. Stephanie Maker in the ring. Steph gives the roster a pep talk. She says that tonight is Raw's chance to prove themselves. Steph gives a very awful, how you doing, which was really, really bad. She wants the roster to unify and work as a team. Mick Foley says that tonight Cesaro and Sheamus will be against Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. And also Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, and Bronny the Strowman will go up against the New Day. And finally, it's Charlotte and Sasha against Alicia Fox and Nia Jax. So yay.
Did you call that man Bronny?
Bronny the Strowman. Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns against Sheamus and Cesaro. During the match, Roman is getting reamed. Stop it. I know you're going to say something. Owens goes over to pick on him, but then Cesaro launches himself over the top rope, and both guys... that sounds kind of dirty. Never mind. Later, while Owens is in the ring, Roman constantly begs for a tag, which he does not get. Owens keeps getting beaten by his opponents, but he still won't tag Roman. Finally, he tags him in, and he works the two guys over while the crowd boos. He hits Sheamus with a Superman punch and goes for the pin, but Cesaro breaks it up. As he has Sheamus down, Roman charges up for a spear, but Owens tags himself in. The two argue about it until Sheamus bro-kicks Owens. Roman spears Sheamus and puts Owens' arm over Sheamus for the 1-2-3. So, it was an okay opening match. It wasn't great. Just okay. Okay, now Braun, Jericho, and Rollins are backstage. Jericho wants to know why they're glaring at each other. Their teammates just had a match, and they didn't fight at all. He says he's going to inspire team unity by getting rid of the bad vibes. He said to put all their issues in the past, he has gifts for both men. Rollins opens his gift, and it's a scarf of Jericho. They make a Lady Gaga joke. Seth says he isn't a scarf guy. Braun says he wants Jericho's scarf. Jericho says his scarf cost $750, and he got it in Vienna. In the interest of unity, he's giving Braun his scarf. Braun takes the scarf and tears it up. He said he doesn't like scarves, and he doesn't like Jericho. What?
No, he took Jericho's scarf, not the scarf that was gifted him.
Okay, but in the interest of unity, he's giving Braun his scarf.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
The scarf of Jericho. Try it on, man.
Didi, would you wear the scarf?
Of course I would. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Watching How to Get Away with Murder. Go on.
Okay, Bo Dallas versus Sami Zayn.
Bo is tan. Bo is very tan.
He's actually, I don't know if he's lost weight or that uniform is.
He looks smaller, doesn't he? Slimming. I thought that too.
Like a slimming, so.
I think he lost weight and got a tan.
Probably. So apparently something went down between the two men on the pre-show. Apparently this was a must-have on the pre-show because Raw, they only have 3 hours, so they can't fit everything. Commentary keeps telling us how prestigious the FC title is, names and held it were Pat Patterson, The Rock. The list also includes Santino, Mark Mero, and Curtis Axel. So, Bo gets some early offense on Sammy, but Sammy eventually just ends it with a haluva kick. Byron Saxton interviews Sammy in the ring. Sammy says, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. He says, whether he faces the Poison cover band guy or the community theater hack, it doesn't matter. Backstage, the cruiserweights are hanging out. The Brian Kendrick gets up on the back of a Bobcat and addresses the group. He says their futures are hanging in the balance on Sunday. He's going to put them all at ease because he's a surefire bet to win, because he's the standard bearer in the cruiserweight division. TJ Perk has asked Kendrick if he's going to ask Kalisto to let him win too. Rich Homie Swan says that he should get a tough shot because he has two victories over Kendrick. Noah Andaris said something. Sin Cara gives an eloquent speech. Kendrick is only looking to see himself. The guys get into it, and we transition back to the ring. So the New Day and Bronny the Strowman. Oh, New Day versus Braun Strowman, Chris Jericho, and Seth Rollins. The New Day come out with a shopping cart full of merch. They throw boxes of bootios out to the crowd. Xavier introduces the crowd to their newest member, Francesca II Turbo. There's a guy in the crowd wearing a unicorn head and grinding in his shirt. They keep putting the camera on the guy. Biggie says that cuffing season is just around the corner, and they have the New Day survival kit. They talk some more, go out and buy some New Day merch. So, DJ, you hear cuffing season is upon us.
I just want to know where my bootio shirt is. Hint.
Someone promise you one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not naming names, but yeah, sure did.
There's a certain season coming upon us.
Okay.
Patience.
All right.
Okay, boring match. Jericho attacks Strowman in with a chalk to the chest. That was interesting. Braun gets in, cleans house. He's the methodical big man. The rest of the match was standard. Jericho compliments Braun very well when they're in there together. Strowman gets in, gives Xavier a running power slam, and the match is over. What a way to bury the tag team champions, by the way. After the match, Jericho tells Seth that he says, look at me. I'm the captain now. Rollins pedigrees him and walks away. Steph and Mick are backstage talking about stuff. Paul Heyman walks in and applauds the two of them. He says Stephanie McMahon's spirit is like staring into a fire. Steph makes a fat joke. They talk. Paul says he likes how the SmackDown team is looking. Charlotte and Sasha are in the locker room. Charlotte makes a Miley Cyrus joke. She claims that Sasha is jealous and crazy. Sasha says that on Sunday there will be a unit, but after that, the title is coming back to her. They talk some more, blah, blah, blah. Brian Kendrick versus Sin Cara. Kendrick jumps Sin Cara before the bell rings. He's on offense for a good part of the match. He tries some holes on Mr. Cara. Sin finally gets in some shots. He flies to the outside onto Kendrick. This crowd is dead, completely dead for this match. But Kendrick sidesteps him. A boring chant. Eventually, Kendrick gets the win with the captain's hook. Don, what is going on with this crowd? Why do they boo these cruiserweight matches?
Because they're not really doing anything spectacular. I mean, you know, like, Kevin Owens does things that cruiserweights can do technically now. So when you watch him wrestle, the cruiserweights have to do something totally more spectacular to get the people on their feet. Whereas in back in the day, nobody was really leaving their feet and doing the cool stuff except for the cruiserweights. So I think that's kind of
Everybody does the flippy stuff now. You know, they still want the cruiserweights to do them, but then like here comes Kendrick putting people in an arm bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also it could be that like this group of just these casuals or whatever just don't care. Well, it's not the CWC crowd.
And I think also that it's nobody that they already knew. If they, like, I was just saying, looking at it the other night, Enzo would be the perfect cruiserweight champion because he can talk, the people like him, he's over, he can wrestle, he fits within the parameter, he's already, like, you know, a star in his own little right. He could be the perfect champion, get everybody over, and make people care.
And speaking of Enzo and Cass are backstage with Gallows and Anderson. Gallows says, bada boom, but his nerds in the room, which I thought was funny. Anderson reminds him.
Making fun of nerds now? Is that what you think is cool?
I'm making fun of these two. So Anderson reminds him of what they did to them at Hell in the Cell. Cass makes it clear that he does not trust either man. Makes some more jokes, make an Excalibur reference. So, okay, we're back in the ring now. A bunch of geeks are in the ring. They're all lined up from one turnbuckle across to the other turnbuckle. Heyman and Brock come out. Goldberg comes out. Paul tries to do his intro. Goldberg tells him to shut up. Each time Paul tries to speak, Goldberg tells him to shut up. The crowd chants Goldberg, and Brock grabs the mic and tells them to shut the hell up, or whatever he say. Paul mentions Goldberg's family, and Goldberg gets irate and says if he does it again, he will rip his head off and feed it to Brock. Paul cuts a promo and mentions his family again. Goldberg attacks all the geeks, slams them around. The last three, they take one look at Goldberg and they just dive out of the ring, which I thought was hilarious. Brock stands on the apron, thinks about going in, but ultimately decides not to. He does a long walk up the ramp and leaves. This is pretty great. I like this. And by the way, Goldberg messed up his shoulder or something, throwing one of the geeks out of the ring.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Well, he said he's going to be fine, but, you know, I don't know.
DD, what'd you think about Goldberg when he ripped his shirt off?
I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just checking. Just making sure he passes the
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The test.
Oh, yes. He's Old Man Bay. Absolutely. Old Bay. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Charlotte and Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax and Alicia Fox. Bailey is on commentary. Alicia and Charlotte start out. The two women circle around the ring. Nia tags herself in. Charlotte looks her up and down and decides she wants no part of Nia. She tells her to hang on a second. Goes to tag Sasha, but Sasha climbs off the apron. So that culminates with Sasha actually getting into the ring. So that spot was kind of pointless, since she actually did get in like a second later. She gets ragdolled by Nia. Then she tries to take her down with kicks. Sasha and Charlotte have Alicia down. They constantly tag out with slaps to the back. Sasha does it one too many times, and she gets into a shoving match with Charlotte. Nia tags in, lifts Sasha up for a Samoan drop, but Sasha gets out of it. Charlotte tags in, gives Nia the boot. She starts fighting with Sasha again. Alicia does a crossbody onto both ladies. A little while later, Sasha gets Alicia in the bank statement, and Alicia taps. Sasha and Charlotte are still arguing. Bailey gets in the ring and tries to play peacemaker, hugging Sasha and then getting denied for a hug by Charlotte. So what do you think of this?
Charlotte said, "I'm not a hugger." That's what she said.
What she said?
I didn't... mm-hmm. I can read it. She said, "I'm not a hugger."
Nice. That's funny, though.
Sasha Banks was looking really good in her yellow and blue.
Oh, but back to that Goldberg segment, though. I really liked it. Like, you know how, like, two people who are facing off will get in the ring, and then one will talk, and he stops, and then the other talks? It's completely horseshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this time when Paul went to speak, Goldberg would just shut him down, and I thought that was great, because that's more believable than, now it's my turn, now you talk. So I thought that was cool about that one.
They did a good job. I mean, they did this thing in a month, and they only had one dud, and that was the, you know, one in Minnesota, in Minnie, where they, for some reason, thought they were going to boo Brock Lesnar. So
guess who Genius put all this together? All these interactions, the last 4 weeks or whatever.
Give me the lowdown.
Yeah, it was Vince McMahon himself.
Yeah, of course.
He's the one that did it, you know, because he knows how to push the big man.
Well, I mean, right, 3 out of 4, 75% ain't bad.
I mean, did you really think that Brock was going to get booed in his home state?
Well, he did.
I have no words. So, backstage, McFoley is giving his team a pep talk. There's a Dead Poets Society reference, which is a 27-year-old movie. He says if they continue to work together tonight, they can dominate on Sunday. And you know how DD says no to pre-shows? Well, I say no to Golden Truth. So does anyone know anything about this match? Because I didn't watch it. I didn't bother.
The Good Brothers give one of the scammers the Magic Killer. They tag Enzo. They point to him to give him the Bada Boom Shakalaka, but Gallows makes a pin while Enzo is perched on the top rope.
Wait, I think I saw this. Wasn't Enzo the legal man?
He was until Gallows tagged him.
Gallows actually tagged him, though.
Mm-hmm.
So Gallows didn't just go for the pin. Okay.
Nope. He was the legal man. He pointed to him, told him to get up on the top rope. He got up on the top rope, and then right before he looked like he was going to, like, go over and help throw him off, he took, like, one step, stopped, and then dropped down and been one of those scammers.
Might have to review the tape on this one. So Raw versus SmackDown debate. Steph and Mick are out there. Shane McMahon and Dale Bryan are there. They talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Now, Team Raw comes out, and Steph says that Shane and Daniel are in for a world of hurt. The crowd is chanting for AJ Styles. Bryan says they didn't come alone. And out of the crowd comes Team SmackDown, including Bray Wyatt, who in the past has prided himself on never conforming to society, and he's wearing a goddamn blue SmackDown shirt. What the fuck?
Hey, man, Team Unity. It's all about team building. That's what this whole month has been about, showing that they can get along. So he's got to wear the shirt. I'm pretty sure there's some dress code thing at work that you hate, but you got to do it because it's
so why don't we get some kind of backstage segment where he's like, I will not conform. I will not put on your blue shirt. And they're like, well, if you don't, your ass is out of here.
Because that's not what we needed for this segment, sir.
I would rather have that. I mean, sorry. Otherwise, it's just dumb. Okay, so Kevin Owens welcomes Team SmackDown to the Kevin Owens show. He points to the WWE Championship and tells AJ that his title means nothing. AJ calls Kevin a paper champion. He says he's the champ that runs the camp. AJ says that Kevin is stuck on Jericho's sugar tit, whatever that means. AJ tells Owens that he needs to be prepared for a knife in his back from Jericho, as well as his name on the list. Owens says that he and Jericho are best friends. They then hug. Jericho puts AJ Styles on the list while Roman looks over his shoulder at the list and rolls his eyes. I don't know if y'all caught that or not.
Mm-mm.
It's funny. Jericho then puts the soccer mom haircut on the list. Jericho points to Ellsworth and asks, what the hell is that? On Ellsworth, chance starts. Jericho makes a public announcement for a lost child at ringside. He says Ellsworth is a weird-looking guy. He puts Chins McMahon on the list. And I have to say, Ellsworth's reaction to getting put on the list was gold. He was just like, oh, man.
You, I think you like Chins McMahon there, Didi.
It was classic. Classic.
I saw what she was tweeting about it. You thought it was hilarious.
I did. I cracked up, like, audibly. Like, you know, people were like, LOL, they're not laughing. No, I laughed. I gave the good Seth Rollins laugh.
Gave a good evil laugh, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It always trips me out when people type LOL. Because I actually had a roommate once, and like I was sitting there watching him use a computer, and he typed LOL. Dude was stone-faced.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so Bray addresses Braun, stating that he abandoned the family and abandoned him. I just want to know how, since he got drafted. How does that work out? Did he not call? Did he not write him letters? I mean, what's going on here? Did he leave him stuck on Raid?
They're always looking for the inner details. Haven't you known that this doesn't happen anymore? You're just going to be disappointed.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You set yourself up to be disappointed.
That's my life. Braun steps up to Orton, who apparently is in the Wyatt family, or something nobody told me. Seth defends Braun and says that they have no idea what he and Roman are capable of when they're on the same page. Dean grabs the mic, paces around for a minute, and then just whops Jericho with it. The brawl begins. Braun beats up everyone and squashes Shane into the corner. Shane runs at Braun and tosses him over the top rope. Dean goes after Rollins. Styles goes after Jericho, taking him out. Randy hits an RKO on Jericho, but Roman comes in and Superman punches Randy. Bray gets a hold of Roman and teases to Sister Abigail, but instead he gets Superman punched. Reigns is looking to go over the top rope, but he catches Roman, teases the Styles clash, but Rollins gets in and pedigrees him. Rollins and Roman are standing tall. They pick up AJ for a shield powerbomb, but instead, Roman throws AJ over the top rope onto Team SmackDown. The show is over. We fade to black with Team SmackDown laid out on the floor. Good night. So, what did y'all think of this Raw? I don't know.
It's late.
Raw was cool.
Yeah, you know, like the ending saved the show for me. Otherwise, I'd have been like done over there.
You'd have been like how you always are?
Yeah.
And how is he always? Sour Patch.
This was a pretty good
go home show. I mean, it's kept with the narrative they've been having on Raw. They're not together, but they're trying to force them to be together. So I liked it.
All right. So who's next?
Hashtag tag, the star of the show, the highlight of every WrestleCast. It's my cat match.
Oh, me? Who, me?
Oh, yes. Yes, you.
Okay. This week's SmackDown is coming from Mohegan Sun Arena in Pennsylvania. Can you hear me? Okay.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I was just looking for the ambient noise. The first match of the night is Dolph Ziggler and The Miz. I missed this because traffic decided to be a whole entire hoe. But, yeah, the match. Things happened. The Spirit Squad ran out. Ziggler knocked them off the apron. With that distraction, Miz was able to apply the figure four. Ziggler got to the rope. He tried for a small package, but Maryse pushed them from outside of the ring, allowing Miz to roll into the small package for the pinfall win. Therefore, Miz is the new Intercontinental Champion.
Take a drink.
Sippy sip. Oh, this is an interesting name. The next match was Kalisto versus the jobber. Orny?
Lorcan.
Orny?
Orny?
Or Oni?
Orny.
Orny? Oh, there's a typo in these here notes. Because again, I wasn't here for this match Lorcan. Either because, you know, traffic is a ho-ho. So, Lorcan caught Kalisto off guard, hit a running uppercut and another, and hit a Half Nelson suplex. Kalisto came back with some kicks. And botched the fuck out of a springboard move. And it was like, sheesh. So he goes, Lorcan goes for the pin right away, but comes out with a two count. And then Kalisto hits the Salida del Sol for the win. There's a clip of old Survivor Series clips, and there's one of Shawn Michaels super kicking The Rock, helping Triple H retain the WWF Championship. So that's cool. Backstage, Heath and Rhino are doing things. Oh, they're motivating the rest of the tag teams that are part of Survivor Series, and they have King Booker to motivate them, give them a nice speech, and he's doing his British book-aw.
Oh, hail King Booker.
And it's quite nice. When Fandango and Tyler Breeze, the Fashion Police interrupt. He calls them suckers, and all the tag teams chant, all hail King Booker, even though one of the twins is, like, not facing where everybody else is, and, like, I don't know. He's doing weird things, but that's fine. He's whatever.
A petulant child? That's what he was being?
I don't know, because he was participating, but it's like, if the camera's to the left, he was looking toward the right, and I was just like, what do you think's over there? Who are you acting toward? But look, none of my business. It's above my pay grade. So, then they show a clip of John Cena's debut against Kurt Angle. I'll take it, because I haven't seen John Cena in quite a while, and I'm cool with that.
That was the young, skinny John Cena.
Brand new.
Before the rapping.
Yeah, fresh. When he was just a wrestler. So the next match is Nikki Bella versus Carmella. Oh, Jesus, excuse me. Even my body doesn't want me to review this one. Carmella did the "you can't see me" gesture. So that's fun. So then Nikki chases her, hits a face buster, a vertical suplex, does the "you can't see me" hit herself. excuse me. Oh, Jesus. Carmella drops Nikki with a neck breaker to the outside of the ring. More like she just pulled her out of the ring by the neck, but that's cool. Charlotte comes down through the crowd waving her ticket, wearing a red Raw t-shirt. Break. Nikki does some things. It doesn't matter, because what happens is Nikki ends up attacking Charlotte, and then the ref calls an end to the match. So then, out of nowhere, the rest of the Raw women run down and jump into the ring. They begin putting the boots to Nikki, Bailey too, Little Miss Hugger, and then the SmackDown women come out not in their shirts to make the save. Nia Jax tried to run down Becky Lynch, but Becky moved, and she ended up, I don't know, basically throwing her whole body into a barricade, and it was a sight.
Yeah, and she wiped out like the whole barricade, like even around the corner.
Yeah, it was like the whole square. It was like felt like dominoes and shit.
Did you notice that Bailey disappeared during the brawl?
Who? Billy?
Bailey disappeared during the brawl.
No, I didn't notice Bailey. That. I thought it was funny. Interesting, you know, Naomi.
What I liked about it was that Sasha Banks ran down with her jeans on, like she was ready for a fight, like she didn't have her on, like, you know, like Charlotte didn't really look like she was dressed for a fight, but Sasha had on her sneakers and her jeans, like she knew what was up.
Oh, well, you know, black people. Naomi hits a big dive onto the Raw team. SmackDown is standing tall.
She almost slipped. Thank goodness she's got such good balance.
Almost doesn't count. Oh, God, I saw that.
She almost bashed big time.
Almost doesn't count. Just ask Kalisto. There's a 16-man tag team match. Jesus, I do apologize. American Alpha, the Usos, the Hype Bros, and Breezango. So all the people who are actually going to be in Survivor Series. Versus the Spirit Squad, Bad Villains, Ascension Headbangers, a.k.a. everybody they beat to be in the tag team at Survivor Series. American Alpha pick up the win, excuse me, with a grand amplitude on the Headbangers. Before that, the Usos hit big dives onto basically 15, 12, 14 people, shit ton of people. So it was cool. Next was the Cutting Edge. The Edge came back. Edge was back.
How'd you feel about his... It's a Daniel Bryan-esque beard.
I'm very here for the Mountain Man beard. A lengthier,
been going a long time
creative hair. It's quite nice. I'm a fan. You know, I kind of enjoy Edge's face. It's very angular. It's quite nice. I enjoy it free of facial hair. I enjoy it with a nice full beard. I'm happy to know, more than anything, that he can grow a beard. Because everybody ain't able. So that matters. So yeah, Tony Chimmel introduced Edge, and apparently he will be on SportsCenter. It's great. It's wonderful. We pop for Edge because we love Edge. Yes, Tony Chimmel. Awesome. He said he bleeds blue and has a vested interest in Survivor Series, so he brings out everybody in the SmackDown men's team match and James Ellsworth. He says one man in particular has represented the beacon of light SmackDown brings, and he wants to shake that man's hand. So AJ, of course, like puts his hand out, but Edge moves and shakes Ellsworth's hand. And he says he's been a fan of Edge his whole life, which makes it sound like he's younger than Edge. And I just don't know how that's possible.
What you like? You tried it.
I really was. I was like, so we're really going with this. We're really going with Ellsworth as a 29/30-year-old. Like, this is what you expect me to believe.
Hey, anything can happen in WWE.
Listen, I know Caucasian people age like bananas, but goddamn. Like, really? Really? Okay, but anyway. So he said he wants a 5-second pose, but AJ cuts them off. He says it's stupid and they should be paying attention to him. So then Edge ignores him and approaches Randy Orton, his former Rated RKO tag partner. He says he wonders if Bray has to pull Orton's string in the middle of his back for him to talk. And Bray says the old Randy is dead and there will be an even more dangerous version on Sunday. Then Edge tells Shane he has his work cut out for him. He said they didn't have to like each other, but they all need to be on the same page. Then AJ tells Shane they'll stick together because of him, because he even managed to put his differences aside with that hothead, Dean Ambrose. Ambrose calls him a bonehead and said he would go after AJ as soon as Survivor Series was over. So, you know, what we've heard a dozen times at this point about various people. So AJ and Ambrose argue, and then the Undertaker's excuse me, I'm getting my notes from somewhere, and their notes say dong sounded, and that's not what that is. It's a gong with a G. Anyway, so there's a holy shit chant. There's really no reason for that, but there is one. Taker puts Shane.
Deserve a chant.
They love that one too. Taker says there's no better man to be commissioner than the man with no fear, aka Shane. And he says WrestleMania will no longer define his career, you think. He said, taking souls and digging holes. He's back to do all that. He said Survivor Series was his debut and SmackDown is his home. He said there's no reason for Team SmackDown to fear failure at Survivor Series, but if they fail, they will have reason to fear the dead man. And then he said Team Raw better rest in peace. So I don't know. It sounds like they're trying to say if they lose, Undertaker gonna beat their asses, beat Shane's ass up again, something. That's what I got out of it.
Right. That's what I heard, too.
Cool. So of one accord.
By the way, I read that Ellsworth was signed, finally.
What?
Ellsworth was signed to WWE.
Oh, Ellsworth.
Officially.
He hadn't been signed this whole time.
No, he was still just doing, I don't know. Yeah, he just got, he's on his Twitter or whatever, he says he's officially stopped taking bookings. But he has one more booking for this weekend, but after that.
I just want to know who booked Ellsworth. Like, that's so funny.
I don't know. I'm just saying. So that's usually the sign that you got signed when you're talking about you ain't taking bookings no more.
Cool.
Good for that dude.
Chins with man.
And it all started because they brought back jobber matches. What a novel idea.
If there were no jobber matches, there would be no Chinless Wonder.
That's right.
Okay, so now we're moving on to some NXT, or are you going to do your ad first?
We're going to do our ad, of course. We got to sell some stuff, keep the show free for everybody. So, of course, go over to cspn.us, click on any of the various sponsors, but click on, you know, Amazon this week, get you some early Christmas gifts going, get you a nice winter coat, you know, maybe a parka, turtleneck, you know, some long socks for the ladies, long boots. Go over to amazon.com.
Hey, yeah, because cuffing season is upon us, and you might want to go out and get your boots something special.
That's right. That's right.
Then or you if you don't have a boo, buy a blanket so you can cuddle with your damn self.
Okay. Sound advice as well from Dee Dee.
I mean, do all these things
by visiting Amazon.com through CSPN.us. Purchase your items like you usually would. Kick back a few dollars to keep all the podcasts free here on the CSPN so we can bring you the WrestleCast and Know the Score and Crown and Collards and Bad Advice Show and Gridiron Gals. And hopefully one day soon, if I keep pressuring them, we can get a good and terrible show from Mel and Siege. And for selfish reasons, I just wanted to hear Siege say Otoy. But, you know, the rest of the content would be greatly appreciated as well. So, again, cspn.us. Click on the Amazon link, support our sponsors, and help keep our podcast free. So we go to NXT's Go Home Show before the NXT TakeOver Toronto. The live tweet hashtag officially will be hashtag NXT dot. So the letters NXT, then the word DOT, since this is in Toronto, known as the T dot. So we have Liv Morgan versus Peyton Royce. Liv gets Peyton in a choke, but Billie Kay breaks up the hold. Billie and Peyton beat down Liv until Aaliyah comes out for the save. Billie and Peyton beat down Aaliyah and Liv. Then Ember Moon comes down and makes a save.
Worked.
Yeah, you didn't see your Twitter. Ember does a springboard crossbody on both girls, then gives them both running knees. Then Liv and Ember hit double drop kicks and clear the ring. So Aaliyah, Ember, and Liv are all standing in the ring triumphant. They do a big bow, and after they clear the ring.
I read somewhere that, like, at a house show, Liv came out with a slice of pizza, dropped it, picked it up, and ate it.
Okay.
Because, you know, pizza's her thing. It's kind of like her gimmick or whatever. I just thought that was kind of... Didi, what do you rank that?
Excuse me? I was coughing. I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
I said Liv Morgan came out with a slice of pizza, dropped it on the ramp, picked it up, and ate it.
Is Liv Morgan a Caucasian woman?
Of course, come on.
Oh, well then, listen, I don't concern myself anymore with the goings-on of those women. I'm sorry, the election ruined it. I don't care what you people do. Unless you're ginger, I don't care. Bye.
Okay. All right, moving on.
So then they switch to Stephen Regal in the back. He's making the stipulation for the Dusty Classic that they're going to have Paul Ellering suspended above the ring in a shark cage so he cannot interfere in the match at the NXT TakeOver. So this is going to be a callback to the Battle of Atlanta. So I wonder if Ole Anderson will show up if TM61 wins and gets 10 minutes with Paul Ellering.
Or number one, Paul Jones. Is he still alive?
I don't think so, sir.
Damn. You know, Ole ain't going nowhere near the man's.
We get the return of the Drifter, Elias Sampson. So we have Elias Sampson versus Nathan Cruz. Elias Sampson gets the pin with a spinning neck breaker. Then we get an interview in the back with Aaliyah, Ember, and Liv Morgan talking about how they came together to fight off the Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. Then we have Gargano and Ciampa and a Dash and Dawson video package about their feud. Then we have followed by Bobby Roode and Todd Dillinger video package about their feud. Then we get the main event, Cian Almas versus Cedric Alexander. Cian Almas gets the win with a side Russian leg sweep into a DDT. And then we get our final video package of the night previewing the Samoa Joe and Nakamura match that will take place this Saturday night. So again, Saturday night, 8 p.m., join us for the live tweet of the NXT TakeOver Toronto. Use the hashtag NXT dot.
How is Mr. 100 Souls doing lately?
Mil Marcus?
No, Cian Almas. That means 100 souls.
Oh. He's doing a little bit better. You know, he's got the heel thing going, so seems to, brought out a little bit of personality into his character. So he beat Cedric Alexander, and, you know, Cedric Alexander is no slouch, so things may be looking up for him.
Okay, good. I was worried that he was still getting burned with that damn hat.
No. He seems to be overcoming the hat and the suspender, sir.
Over there coming out looking like one of the Boricuas.
And what is your deal, Sasha? What's my deal? Yes, as your team captain.
Oh, here we go again.
I find your inability to get along with the other teammates unacceptable and immature.
Immature? Oh my God. So you see, you just confirmed to me that you are crazier than Miley Cyrus. How about you stop being blonde for 1 second and listen? I'm not the only woman who dislikes you around here, Captain.
What are you, the spokesperson for Team Raw now? Actually, that makes sense because you do have the biggest mouth. Watch your mouth. I knew it. Ever since I beat you inside Hell in a Cell, you're just radiating jealousy, oozing out of you.
No. Seeing you with my title, that's what makes me sick.
I knew it.
Listen, do not interrupt me. I still get a championship rematch, sweetheart, but we're going to put that title on hold for right now. Because it's not about this, it's about Team Raw, proving that we are better than Team SmackDown. But come Monday morning, I'm going to prove to you that this will come back to me.
Oh, is that so, yeah, Sasha? So. Do yourself a favor. And tonight, in our tag match, I'm going to teach you how to win a match when the bright lights are on, so you can leave your ego and your purple jealousy at the door.
Oh, my ego, my ego. How about you bow down to your wannabe queen, huh?
I can't help that all eyes are always on me.
Yeah, on the Sunday, all eyes and all the blame will be on you if we lose. You got that, Captain?
God, that was awful. So, I guess we're moving on to last week's Lucha Underground. You want to give us the scoop on that?
Right. Last week's Lucha Underground, titled Grave Consequences, starts off with Famous B versus Masagrita Sagrada in a Believer's Backlash match. Basically, the whole crowd has weapons, and it's a, you know, no-hose-barred just match.
I had to look at the weapons as a ring. Popcorn bag.
Yeah. It was a bag of popcorn.
Now, do you think they told the crowd, you know, don't go to your house and get weapons. We'll have weapons that we can distribute to you.
They probably did that.
Come out with shotties and stuff.
Masagrita Sagrada wins with the Tornado DDT off the second rope. Then we have Killshot backstage with the dude who attacked them. His name is Dante. They promised to be brothers tonight as a bro hug. Then we have another backstage segment with Mariposa and Drago. Then we have a 10-man tag match. We have Marty the Moth, Mariposa, the Mac, Ivelisse, and Jeremiah Crane, a.k.a. Solomon Crow, versus Killshot, Dante Fox, Cage, Tejano, and Arjenis. And basically, whichever team wins, they automatically advance to the Aztec Warfare match. Dante Fox turns on Killshot, gives him a Mikanochi driver. Marty pins Killshot, and Marty, Mariposa, the Mac, Ivelisse, and Jeremiah Crane all advance to Aztec Warfare. Then we have our main event, Grave Consequences, Prince Puma versus Mil Mertes. Following a choke slam off the second rope through two tables on the floor, Mil hits the flatliner and puts Puma in the coffin to win the match. The Angels of Death come to ringside and retrieve the casket. So, looks like that's the end of Prince Puma. So sorry for Jade to the Max.
Yeah, I read about this months ago. I just never told anybody.
Yeah, we all saw this months ago. We tried to forget about it.
Oh, is this the part that was spoiled by JR?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then what happens on the show that you're about to review was spoiled by Dave Meltzer.
Oh, yeah, because I knew that months ago as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, so Lucha Underground, November 16th, 2016. Johnny Mundo is talking to Dario Cueto. He says that tonight he will become the first man to hold the Lucha Underground Championship and the Gift of the Gods Championship at the same time. Taya arrives with the camera. She's making a documentary about Mundo. He says he's cashing in his Gift of the Gods title on the winner of Aztec Warfare if, and that's a big if, he does not win. He says he is taking everyone to Slam Town when he comes in at number 12, including Matanza. Dario takes exception to him talking about his brother, so he takes Johnny's number, which is 12, rips it in half, and tells him that he's coming in at number 2. The ceremonial Aztec dancers arrive to bless the ring. Aztec Warfare 3 is upon us. Matanza is number 1 and waiting in the ring for his opponent. Dario Cueto calls Melissa over and tells her that Sexy Star was supposed to be number 2, but it will be Johnny Mundo, and he tells her to call it. And of course, she calls it, but then says, you know, with the random drawing, which I thought was funny. So Johnny Mundo comes out. A Johnny Culo chant starts as he comes down, which is not nice. Matanza catches Mundo on the apron and suplexes him over his head and back in the ring. Number 3, Son of Havoc. Johnny goes for a pin of Matanza, but doesn't get it. Son of Havoc gets in and does a standing shooting star press on Johnny. Matanza grabs Son of Havoc by the beard and throws him into the turnbuckle. Johnny wants no part of Matanza, so he slides out of the ring. Number 4, Jeremiah Crane, a.k.a. Solomon Crow. Jeremiah, no, wait, that's not Solomon Crow. What was his name? Sam something?
Sammy Callahan.
Okay, Jeremiah directs traffic as all 3 men super kick the hell out of Matanza. Dario tells Matanza to relax on the outside while the others take each other out. Number 5, Pentagon Dark. Johnny runs at Pentagon, but Pentagon backdrops Johnny into a cannonball on top of Crane. Number 6, PJ Black. Son of Havoc in the Tree of Woe is somehow able to suplex Johnny and Crane. At this point, there is too much action to call. The 2 Wild Stallions are in the ring, and they take everyone else out. Mariposa comes out, number 7. Pentagon on the outside is choking Matanza with the cable, which I thought was funny, just because it was in the background and you didn't really see it. Mariposa gets in the match. Crane gives her a Crane Driller. Matanza takes out Crane and eliminates him. Matanza and Mariposa are eyeing each other. Matanza picks her up and chokeslams her, thus eliminating her. Number 8, Rey Mysterio. Rey tries to get into the ring, but the Wild Stallions intercept him. They try to beat him up, but he takes both men out. He finally gets into the ring and goes face-to-face with Pentagon Dark. The crowd is hype. Pentagon kicks at Ray's legs repeatedly. Dr. Wagner Jr. Van Stryker mentions Wagner's years of experience and all those Lucha Libre titles, but the most prestigious of those is the Lucha Underground title. My response to this was, shut the fuck up, Stryker. Wagner and Pentagon double-team Ray. Ray makes a comeback that is short-lived when Dr. Wagner gets a hold of him. Wagner launches Ray out of the ring, and he goes flying. Number 10, Marty the Moth. Marty comes out in those fucking little tights again. Goddamn him. He gets into the ring and trades shots with Matanza. Marty flies out of the ring like a man half his weight. However, Matanza no-sells the dive and goes after Marty, throwing him into the fence. Number 11, Jack Evans. With the Wild Stallions now complete, the two climb out from under the ring and jump back into the fray. He jumps on a Havoc and double super kick the guy. Evans does a flip and pins on a Havoc. Number 12, Sexy Star, Kyo DiDiGiannae.
What is a sexy star?
So Sexy jumps into the ring and goes straight for the Wild Stallions. There's a finger poke of Doom reference by Stryker, as he is incapable of knowing when to shut the fuck up and call the match. Number 13, Ricky Mandel. Jack Evans is beating the crap out of Sexy. Pentagon super kicks Ricky, package power drives him, and goes for an arm break. But, however, out of nowhere, the Black Lotus tribe arrives in the ring and attacks Pentagon. And note that the Black Lotus girls are from Stardom in Japan, the female promotion.
Yeah, they were pretty
And then one of the Black Lotus tribe members was basically the John Cena of their company, which is Io Shirai. I don't know, you ever heard of her, John? Don?
Nope. Was she
She's basically like their... because Black Lotus was actually in there, too.
Yeah, did she do the Canadian
Destroyer? So they were wearing masks, I couldn't tell when they were, though. But yeah, like, she's like their John Cena, their Hulk Hogan, their big person. She's the face that runs the place in Stardom. Johnny Mundo takes advantage and pins Pentagon. And he also, while he's at it, he pins Ricky Mandel. Number 14, Mascarita Sagrada. Matanza takes him out almost immediately. Number 15, Famous B. B, who is already ringside, gets in there with Ray and is trying to sign him as a client. He hands Ray a card, tells him to give him a call, starts with his number, 214 or whatever. Ray grabs him and says, no, 619, and gives him the 619, splashes him and pins him. Then Ray goes and pins Marty. Number 16, The Mac. Mac stuns Marty, he dives over the top rope and lands on everyone. Mac launches Jack Evans into the fence, and then Sexy Star throws Jack into the seats. Number 17, Joey Ryan. Joey, for the second year in a row, handcuffs himself to the guardrail. Mac, with a chair on Johnny's back, slams into the concrete. Number 18, Mil Muertes. Joey says that he's in Mil's path, and he tries to get loose from the guardrail. He tries to direct Mil into the ring, but Mil yanks him away from the guardrail, tosses him in the ring, flatlines him, and pins him. And while at the same time Matanza is pinning Dr. Wagner, the two men stand face-to-face, and they go at it. Number 19, Cobra Moon, a.k.a. Thunder Rosa. Cobra slithers over to the commentary booth and just sits there, creeping Vampiro out. The Mac pins Jack Evans. Evans looked like he's on a completely different planet because he looked all starry-eyed and tough because he was dazed. Mac stuns PJ Black, goes for the pin, as does Sexy Star, just for the help. Number 20 is Drago. Drago goes straight for Cobra Moon. She kicks away at him. Drago throws her into the fence. He eventually gets her into a hole, pins her. Matanza now goes up to Drago. Matanza slams him and pins him. Okay, so now we're down to like the final six, I think. Matanza and Ray are in the ring together, staring each other down. Mil Muertes. While Ray has left Matanza groggy, spears the hell out of Matanza. Mac gives Matanza a stunner. Johnny gives Matanza a springboard kick. Ray sets Matanza up with a 619 and delivers. Dario on the outside looks nervous. Ray tries another 619, but Matanza blocks it. Sets up Ray, but Ray is able to flip it into the front driver, a.k.a. the Canadian Destroyer. So this be the Mexican Destroyer? So he pins Matanza to the delight of the crowd. So we are now guaranteed a new Lucha Underground champion. Matanza... is angry. He goes after Ray, tosses him around, slamming him repeatedly into the fence. He takes out the referee and continues working over Ray. And then, for some reason, Johnny laughs and flips off Dario, which I thought was funny. Matanza is going crazy ringside. Dario tries to calm him with the key. Matanza shuts his brother down as well. And John takes the momentary distraction to pin Ray. Sexy Star gets back in there and tries to pin Johnny. Johnny kicks at Sexy and calls in the Wild Stallions. And all the while, the medics are bringing out the surfboard for Ray Mysterio. The Stallions beat the stuffing out of poor Sexy. Ray is stretchered out. There are no cables for him to jump off of, like there was for Sasha Banks. So he's pretty much out. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a helico appears on the balcony. He soars through the air and crossbodies the entire Wild Stallions group. Sexy Star crawls over to Johnny and pins him. This leaves only Sexy, the Mac, and Mil Muertes. Mil shoves down Sexy and goes after the Mac. Katrina is on the outside holding up the rock. Mil flatlines Mac and pins him. So we're down to the two of them. Sexy goes after Mil, but he throws her off. He kicks at her, chokes her, and slams her around. Mil brings out a table and a chair. He sets up the table against the turnbuckle. He picks her up by the neck tries to flatline her onto the chair, but she is able to counter him, DDT him on the chair. She gave him at least five unprotected chair shots to the head, which is awful, especially in 2016. Knowing what we know about concussions, they get away with this shit for some reason. It really drove me crazy. let's see. Mill goes to spear Sexy into the table, but she moves and he goes face first into the table, breaking it. Mill, with all his force, punches Sexy in the mouth. That was awful. Did you see that, Don? That was pretty good.
Of course I did, man. We weren't just don't terrible. Give a damn if it's just a woman or not.
It was amazing. I know, but... Popped her right in I know, the mouth. But
you don't do that.
Yes, you do. It's a fight. What you mean?
You don't do that.
This is it's equal awful. Opportunity. You whoop that ass. Jesus. Yes.
No. See, I'm very uncomfortable with watching this. Mill sets up another table. Matt Stryker won't shut the fuck up. Mill sets Sexy up on the top turnbuckle, ready to suplex around the table. They're so wild. Did you see the plants that were in the ring, Don, Katie, anybody?
The plants?
There's like a whole row of like beautiful women that are just like...
Oh, the girls? Yeah, that's
fine. Going on and on, like, oh, Sexy Star, oh. Yeah, those are all these plants.
No, I just thought they were girls that they all put together because they were cute. I don't think too hard about things.
I see. They keep putting him on camera. Sexy shoves Mill off. He goes crashing to the table. Sexy gives a double foot stop and pins Mill for the 1-2-3. Sexy Star is your new Lucha Underground champion.
What is a Sexy Star?
What is a motherfucking Sexy Star? A champion, nigga. It was great.
The champion.
I don't want to be the one to give spoilers here, but just wait.
Are you being sour again? What are you doing?
What did we tell you last week? What we tried to tell you last week? No spoilers.
Okay.
Sam, you can't be a sour patch all your life. Like, calm down.
Alrighty, so we got next.
Now we're getting into our previews. We're going to preview first up NXT TakeOver Toronto. And we're going to play our favorite game here on the WrestleCast. Who you got? So we're going to start off with the first match, 6 women's tag team match. We have Liv Morgan, Ember Moon, and Aaliyah versus Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, and a partner of their choosing. So I'll start it off with our SmackDown Matters correspondent, Dee Dee. Who you got?
Give me the names again.
Liv Morgan, Ember Moon, mm-hmm. and Aaliyah.
Ember Moon. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her. Mm-hmm. Black girl. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess you're down for Liv and them. Sam, who you got?
Okay. What is the streets talking about with the partner of the choosing?
I haven't heard anything. I'm not one of these people who read the sheets to read ahead. I like to just be surprised. Sorry.
Come on, Don. Streets is watching. Come on.
Sorry.
No, so you haven't heard nothing?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I guess I'll take the one that Ember moves on.
All right. And I'll be the dissenter, and I'll take Peyton Royce in then. And whoever their mystery partner is. That would be fun. So our next match, 2 out of 3 falls for the NXT Tag Team titles. The Revival, Dash and Dawson versus Gargano and Ciampa. Sam, who you got?
The 10 Revivalist. I'll take them.
The Revival. All right. PD, who you got?
Gargano and Ciampa.
All right. And that's who I'm going to have as well. Mm-hmm. Even though I love the Revival. Authors of Pain versus TM61, finals of the Dusty Classic.
Okay.
Dee Dee, who you got?
Pokemons.
Mm-hmm. Pokemons would be the Authors of Pain?
TI-85.
Oh, TM61. Okay.
Yeah. Texas Instruments. Yeah, the calculator. Yeah,
bam. Mm-hmm. I also take the Texas Instruments.
All right, I'm going to take Authors of Pain because I'm trying to win.
There's nothing in it for us. It's not like we put money up.
I know, right?
It's just bragging rights.
Bragging rights go a long way in my book.
And I did win last month.
We probably got one of the matches of the night. Bobby Roode versus Todd Dillinger. Mm. Sam, who you got?
Bobby Roode.
All right. Dee Dee?
I also have Bobby Roode.
I'm going to have to go with Bobby Roode on this one. You got to be smart when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
I just got them to hire Borash when TNA goes down the drain. Just so you can hear one more time, Bobby Roode.
Okay. Our next matchup is going to be the NXT Women's Title match, which they hadn't really done a lot of build up for, but Asuka versus Mickie James.
Mm. Asuka.
All right.
Mickie James? Yeah, Mickie James.
Going out on the
I thought you hated her.
Like, I don't who? That's see. Look at you.
This is your defense, Arby.
Don't repeat it. Leave it there. Leave it right where it was.
I'm going to go with Asuka. And our main event, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Samoa Joe for the NXT title.
Who
you got?
Nakamura.
Look, the loser is mostly getting called. Is most likely getting called up.
Sam, who you got?
From what I heard. Nakamura.
And I'm going
to... Are you writing it down?
I am, sir.
Duh.
We have to have records so we can let the people know who's winning.
I'm picturing either with like a racing form or like a pencil or something.
I have college rule notebook paper and a blue big pen, sir.
Come through.
Classic.
She old school.
Yes, so old school. All right, and next we're going to move into Survivor Series. By the way, the hashtag for Survivor Series will be Survivor Cast Matters.
No, that's cute.
See what I did there?
We put it together. What do you get? Come through.
Yeah.
Guess what I heard about your little Survivor Series? Shit is allegedly 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard too.
Starts so at guess 7 o'clock. What?
So guess when I'll be tuning in? Fuck
out of here. 7:01.
Psych your life.
There's also.
Fuck out of here. 7 p.m.
With the pre-show, it's also going to be 5 hours.
Pre-show? 5 hours. What? Pre-show the fuck what? What do you mean pre-show? The
pre-show that you don't watch. Hey, what, calm down. I'm throwing the place together.
What would be pre-show?
Oh, the pre-show starting at 6? That's not gonna be the pre-show at 7?
So the whole show is 5 hours.
4 hours of a whole show.
The main show is 4 hours.
So if you do a pre-show, that's 5 hours.
It's 5 hours.
Just like WrestleMania now. 4 hours.
Now if you want to do the post-show, that's 6 hours.
I don't know who the hell they think they are, but I don't know who the fuck you think I am. I ain't doing that.
They actually took a poll. They actually took a poll and asked some of their viewers, do you want more? Do you feel that do you want to get
and they said yes.
And they said yes.
That's so stupid.
So what
they're the same people who voted for Trump, man. They dumb as hell.
So what time do you think you're going to be tuning in?
8 o'clock. What the fuck do you think this is? You just want to tell me what I missed.
Half the show.
I'm going to miss a quarter, right? A quarter of the show.
You're going to probably miss the Usos.
Well, I'll just have to miss them.
You'll miss Kalisto.
I mean, I was going to miss him anyway, as small as he is. Listen, I don't have time for them. Fucking 4 hours. I think about it. I don't know.
See, this is going to be a rough one for me personally because the Redskins are playing on Sunday Night Football.
See, now you're trying to get your way out of it, too. You ain't slick.
Yeah, so, yes, from 8:30 to like 11:15, your boy's going to be.
Oh, I'm skipping an hour, but you're going to skip three. You think it's
I'm going to have both of them up at the same time. I'm going to have.
Sure. I'm
going to have Survivor Series on my tablet, and I'm going to have the football game on my big screen.
Sure, sure.
It's a multitasking situation here.
I guess.
Hey, I have to open on Monday morning, okay? So.
Look, it's not my fault you work at Walmart. No, you probably work at, like, Costco. I feel like you work at Costco.
What time
and I feel like you don't give out samples. I feel like you're like, no, you don't need that.
Well, if you're cute enough, I'll take you to the back and give you a sample.
Wait a minute. I'm telling your girlfriend anyway. Jesus. So, about these matches.
Okay, Donald Trump light.
About these matches.
Okay, we're going to start off with Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto for the Cruiserweight title. And the Cruiserweight moving over to SmackDown.
I feel like y'all are going to go with Kalisto.
DDP, yes? You got.
Well, you know I got Kendrick.
Well, since Larson's already told us. It's a 205. Is
hey, shut up. Nobody told them that. No, nobody told them that. You know that because you read things. You should know by now. Nobody reads things. Shut up.
They announced
it. No, they didn't. They didn't say, we're going to be filming at SmackDown. No, they didn't. They said, it's going to be on Tuesday.
It's live on Tuesday night.
Nobody thinks that through. Don't you know people are stupid, Samuel? Not our viewers. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Don't make the connection unless they made the connection. They didn't do it yet. But, so y'all are going with Kalisto, right? Right.
Right.
Okay. I got Kendrick, of course, because I have faith. Because he's a man with a plan, okay? Damn it.
Okay. Okay, good luck with that. Next, we have The Miz versus Sami Zayn for the IC title.
Sami Zayn.
You know who you're going with,
Dee. I believe in gingers, so I'll go with Sami.
Same for you, Sam.
Or Miz could win it and then go to Raw. Oh, yeah, I'll say Sami.
You got Sami?
I
got Sami.
You got The Miz. Okay.
Cool. Miz could take his talent. Miz could take his talents to Raw.
Cool. Got it. Next.
Next, 10-on-10 tag team elimination match. Who you got?
Okay, do me a favor.
Or Team Raw. I'm not going to go through all.
No. Just do me a favor. If you remember who's on the team, tell me who you think is going to be the last man standing for bonus points, because we tend to tie in these who you got.
Okay. I'll take Big Cass as my last man standing.
Okay. So that's Team Raw, Big Cass. Okay. Samuel.
Team Raw. Honestly, I don't remember who's on the team. New Day and
New Day, Sheamus, Cesaro, Gallows, Anderson, Enzo, Cass, and the Scammers.
That's a lot of goddamn people.
Yeah.
Gallows.
Gallows. Right,
Gallows. Yeah.
Gallows. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to do. How do I go against the New Day and Cesaro and Enzo? Like, I can't do that. So
that's a lot of bay power.
It's a lot. I have to go Team Raw. In my head, I'm thinking, how do I say no to the Samoans and the biracial siblings? But you know, I have to go Team Raw. And I'm gonna say my last man standing.
Cesaro.
That's right. It's probably gonna be Sheamus. But yeah, I'll go with Cesaro. Because he deserves. Okay.
Well, according to Daniel Bryan, he's getting buried on Raw, so.
Well, spot the lie. Okay, come on. Next.
5-on-5 women's elimination match.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, who you got? And who's your last person standing?
Team Raw, last person standing, Bayley.
Bayley.
B-A-E, Bayley.
Okay, Sam said Raw, Bayley. I'm going to go, I don't. Oh, see, because they got Naomi, too, though. Oh, fuck. I'm going to go SmackDown.
You got to go SmackDown, don't you?
It
doesn't always have to be one person, though. It could be multiple people left standing.
Listen, they like to draw it out. They got 4 fucking hours. There better be one last person standing. Fuck out of here. 4-hour match and it's 5-on-1. I don't kiss anybody with this mouth. I'm an angel sent from heaven and or other places. So I'm going to go SmackDown. Naomi. You get the bonus points even if they're one of multiple people left. That's how we'll do it. We won't be petty.
I'm going to say SmackDown too.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Little Miss Bliss. Alexa Bliss.
You love you some Alexa.
She should have been the SmackDown Women's Champion. You saw her foot. She had her foot on the rope. You saw
her foot was on, but she should have said my foot's on the rope. What you tapping for? If your foot's on the rope, that's her fault.
Right. Come on, Didi.
That's her fault.
Chill.
Daniel Bryan need to get on notice and get my Boo Her rematch as soon as possible.
I guess.
No, you and your white boos. We need to call Drop Squad on you.
No, they're just my white boos when it comes to wrestling.
I don't know about you, man.
Listen, next. I have a thing for gingers. I get it. No judgment zone. Yeah.
I'm calling Drop Squad on you, too.
First of all, you're not even black, so. I'm joking.
We got the 5-on-5 men's elimination match.
Cool.
SmackDown. Undertaker's gonna beat that ass, remember? You don't have a chance to say.
So who's your last man standing? Ellsworth?
There's with the mascot.
I mean, allegedly.
maybe someone gets taken out and they tell him to replace. Put him as a replacement.
I wouldn't be shocked. Okay, who you got? Who is it? Who?
Let's see. They want to make it a feel-good story going home. So, let me see. Shane.
Okay.
Shane and Dean. Maybe. I don't know.
You said Shane first. Donald.
I'm going to say Team Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Chris Jericho.
Drink it in.
See, I think it's Team SmackDown because I think this is a way to get Stephanie to fire Mick. So if they lose and she's going to put all the blame on him and she's going to fire him. That's why I say SmackDown.
Yeah, but SmackDown's team is trash, though. So I'm going with Raw. And Seth, you know, now that he's all Black Lives Matter and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with Seth.
And then Fantasy Warfare, the main event. Goldberg versus Brock. Yes.
Barack. Uh-huh. I got Barack. I'm sorry. I don't see how it could Lean be anything else. There.
You know Lean how I know? Because he did say he had one jackhammer and one spear left, and he used them both on Heyman and Rusev.
Technically, this is true.
That's what he said. Those words came out of his mouth.
I think he meant a match, not just in life. But
no, we're playing technical.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, no, I saw the guy that they killed on How to Get Away with Murder. He's going to be on a television show. They killed a black man. Mm-mm-mm. We just can't win. Mm-mm-mm.
So remember, Survivor Cast Matters. Yeah, it's a little long, but I mean,
it's clever.
We could represent both brands. And then next month, we'll be back to our regular separate hashtag, TLC Matters, which would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I may or may not be in the building for that. I haven't decided yet.
I beg your pardon.
That's what I may or may not be in the building for that.
I heard you. I beg your pardon.
You should go ahead and be there, sir, so you can be our live correspondent.
Okay. Holding the microphone and stuff.
Yeah. Make a sign.
Make a sign.
Yeah. No one's going to see it in the nosebleeds.
No. Well, you never know. They do the live shots.
I might be there. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
Or are you going to save up and go to Royal Rumble instead?
Well, I'm already going to be in San Antonio that weekend because PAX is that weekend. And it's the last day. It's the Sunday.
Yeah, so you should skip the last day and go to Royal Rumble.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, it closes just as Royal Rumble is starting. So
I can do that. Yeah, just make a whole day out of it. Sweet.
I can do both, and I could just walk over to the arena.
Yeah, see? That sounds like a plan.
Because I think 2 years ago is when they had the Royal Rumble on that same Sunday night. We just hung out in the hotel room and ate pizza.
Oh.
And drank some beer.
You hung out in the hotel room, you did.
Mm-hmm. You drank beer, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll keep home. I ain't mess with that IPA stuff, though. Sorry.
Oh, man, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
No, but I should tell Didi about this one. This was like a barrel-aged stout.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, like, tasted very vanilla, but, like, ooh, also, like, strong, like, bourbon.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, said the best words.
And it was like 11%.
That's nice.
Yes, real good.
Hmm. So anything else before we get out of here?
Nope.
The World Tag League is going to start in New Japan starting this weekend. So I have a whole bunch of matches to watch during the weekdays. That'll be cool.
Hmm. Yeah, I was going to do a little ROH cast, but I couldn't get the after work, so I just gave up.
Oh, well, I know Britt's Kitten will be excited once you guys get that going on. She's a big ROH fan. She wants to get the ROH cast popping off.
Yeah, she's the one that told me about the app, and so I logged onto it. Tried to watch the episode, but then it just was not participating with me that day.
Didn't want you to be great.
I guess not.
All right.
So I guess we can do our shout-outs. We'll start with Don.
All right, shout-outs. Remember the hashtags NXT. Survivor Cast Matters, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night, 8 p.m. Sunday, 7 p.m. Join us for the live tweets. Shout-out to everybody who came out to do SmackDown Matters and Rawcast this week. Bunch of good, funny tweets. I really enjoyed going back and reading them. And that's it, man. Y'all just, shout-outs, follow us, interact with us on Twitter. You know, review, give us some 5 stars, send some emails if y'all feel like it. You know, give us some feedback. Let us know y'all out there rocking with the WrestleCast.
Yeah, if you send us some money, we can put it together in a raffle. We can auction off a date with Didi.
Excuse you? What? Why am I being pimped out? Like, what part of the game is this?
It's called promotion. It's not called pimping out. This is promotion.
Who wants to go on a date with us? I mean, come on.
I mean, y'all are chums, though. Sir. That's what happens. Both of y'all got people. You chose.
Well, we have to
see that. You're the single one. So have. But you're the single one. So
oddly enough, I do recall, I was drunk, but I recall somebody who listens to the WrestleCast was like, if I lived in your city, I would date you. And I was like, I don't think I said anything because I was drunk. But then I looked at him when I was sober and I was like, you are cute too. That sucks. It sucks. It's like the DMs one step are away. Open,
so, you know, but you never know what could happen.
I'm too old for long distance love. I don't have that many flight miles. Like, I don't.
Okay.
Like, my Southwest points is not popping. Like, be well,
you
local. Never know.
You could find love closer than you think.
Like, where? Ooh. Where?
Your DMs reach everywhere. So there my could DMs be somebody are listening.
Empty. No,
there could be
actually,
someone listening that stays like
the last person 12
blocks
within my
away.
DMs speaks Arabic. That's what's in my DMs. Arabic.
Hey, you never know. Could have been French Montana.
I know. You could have got you a Savvy Oil King or something. I don't know.
Well, he better speak to me in English. I mean, I can learn eventually, but the curve here is, no, can't do that. Uh-uh.
Get you flown out to Dubai. So.
I heard bad things happen.
You know what? I also heard that too. Sorry.
And I heard they don't drink, so it's like I'm supposed to go there.
I heard that they treat those women not very nice.
Yeah.
The ones that get flown out. Yeah.
That's what I heard also. And they don't have alcohol, so I'm supposed to be like in that moment with no bourbon? I don't know that works.
Dang, sucks for you.
I mean.
So.
I mean, it's not like I'm really going there. Okay, anyway. Yeah, no, I don't got no shout out. Actually, yes, I do. Shout out to the Bourbon Ball. Shout out to H.A. King for letting me sit in her section and letting me, like, not fall over in my damn heels. Shout out to whoever's car I leaned on while I was waiting for my Uber. I know my big ass didn't put a dent in it, but I'm glad didn't nobody yell at me about it anyway. Who else?
Shout out to Reese for that selfie. No.
Oh yeah, selfie was popping. Oh, shout out to Tyler because he took a picture of me and Reese, a different one, and it was also cute. And yeah, oh, he did one. That. No, creeper as my. It just sounded real creepy. I'll show it to you. I'm sorry.
I'll crop you out of it. Sorry.
Oh, you just want her titties, and I'm definitely not showing it to you.
Kidding.
You weren't. You weren't.
He's not. But
you
aren't kidding. Me, so I can. So I can. I can embellish.
I would never
well.
Crop. I would never crop you out. Come on.
Whatever. Yeah. Shout out to all my little friendly friends. Yeah. That's it, girl. That's it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out Suburban. Yeah. Shout out to me not losing my phone this year.
Oh, upgrade.
Points. I lost my charger though, but that's fine. It was like $5.
That's a lot easier to replace than your whole phone.
Yeah, it's fine. It was like $3. Shit was like raggedy anyhow. It's cool. No problem.
See, that's how Apple gets you.
It wasn't an Apple charger though, so that's why it's cool. It was like $5 from like TJ Maxx.
You got different
cool.
Dollar Tree.
TJ Maxx, but close enough. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So Sam, shout outs.
Shout out to myself because on the East Coast it's officially my born day. So
what?
Yeah.
How old are you, Samuel?
I'm looking at it right now on my Google little drive widget here. Happy birthday!
Sir. Don't act surprised, D. I told you months ago.
And you think I remember? How old are you, Samuel?
I'm not telling. It's.
What short is in my email?
I think he's 33.
No, that sounds low. I think he's 34. No.
I wish I was 33.
So you're 36.
There you go. How'd you get that one?
Because I'm smart. Are you really 36?
Yeah.
Yay.
You get the prize.
Well, on my profile, it says bothering people since 1980. So I guess you do the math.
I told you people don't read, Samuel. Like, we just had this discussion.
Which is sad because that's how they get the White House.
Well, listen, I quit. Like, they got it. Oh, I don't need to read nothing.
Oh, they got the White House because those people and those poor white people still watch wrestling and still love wrestling. And Donald Trump was out there cutting promos, and they related to that.
I mean, Hillary would have got a promo too eventually.
But Hillary was like Bret Hart versus Stone Cold. She was too dry. She didn't have that charisma.
Oh, that's
true. That,
you know what I'm saying? But she has hot sauce in her bag, though.
Swag. People thought she was joking. She really looked like she got like Louisiana hot in her purse, though. Like her husband's from Arkansas. She's probably used to like greens and black eyed peas, but greens and the other Caucasian side items.
Black eyed peas actually go farther across the board than you think.
Really?
Yes.
The Caucasian.
It's a staple. Yes, it's a staple for New Year's all across the board.
I didn't know that. I thought that was just a black people thing.
No, no, no.
Interesting.
Because you're supposed to have greens as the bills and
the greens is money.
The points.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And the peas represent the coins.
I didn't know
that. That's why I'm always broke. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta eat more greens.
And you have to have money. And you have that money in your pocket to start the new year.
Oh, see, well, I'm already out then.
See.
But yeah, that's the reason why you have the black eyed peas with your greens and your
corn. Oh, we're so educational on the WrestleCast. Oh my gosh.
I know.
When will your faves? Never.
Never.
Never. Okay, come on. You done with your shout outs?
Well, damn. I mean, you got somewhere to go. I mean, I don't even know where to
yes,
go.
Yes, yes. Yes, I got somewhere to be.
Watch show. You trying to watch your show before you go to bed.
Okay.
And you got to drop some tea on me, okay. Too. So, you know, we got things to talk about.
Come on.
Shout out to Reese. Shout out to Reese and her selfies.
Do you even know Reese?
I follow her on Twitter. Does she follow me back?
You're trying to shout out her boobs. Like, calm down.
See, I never said anything like that.
I mean, it was, you know, context clues.
She's a lovely young lady. Come on. Anyway, shout out to you for being so awesome sometimes. Shout out to Don. Shout out to Classic for hosting this, for letting us host the show on his network. And shout out to Greg out there. They're somewhere working like a Jamaican, as usual.
Oh, we got to give Greg congratulations, man. Greg got married.
What?
On the show, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so big shout out to him and his new bride. Unfortunately, his job is killing him, so hopefully he'll move on and be able to enjoy his life with her and not spend more time at work, three times more time at work than he does with his new wife. But shout out to them.
That's so nice.
Sweet. Nice. You see, shout out to Mel. Right there. Shout out to Holly Go Lightly. Holly Go Nightly?
Lightly.
Yeah, Holly Go Nightly. Lightly.
Mm-mm.
The one on Twitter.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That one. Holly Go Nightly one on Twitter, just cracking people up. She's funny. Shout out to Chris Lex out there. Keeping it going with the game and stuff. But they're playing her Overwatch. Yeah. And her animes. Don, I didn't know you were in the animes.
Yeah, man. I found me a good site that I can go and watch some things with some subtitles. So, yeah, I've gotten back into it a little bit.
Look at you sailing the seven seas over there.
Hey, man. Just, if you got a little time in a Google search, man, it's amazing what you can come up with out here in these internet streets. If you guys are into it and you guys are listening to this, you guys need to check out the Tiger Mask anime. It's really cool.
Didi, wasn't he getting on us about watching Marvel movies?
Say again?
Wasn't he getting on us about watching Marvel movies and stuff?
No, he said he's not a comic book guy, so he doesn't watch them.
Yeah, I don't get on anybody for what they like. You know, it's because you don't like it. It's because I don't like it don't mean, you know, I'm a hate on you. No, but hey.
No, he's no hater. He's just not familiar.
Right.
With the world.
Have you seen Dr. Weird yet?
That's not what it's called, and no, I haven't.
I heard that it might be something that I'll be interested in to watch in my VR headset, though, because I said the 3D is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's like Inception.
Yeah,
so, all the weird stuff happening.
So hopefully it'll come out on a Blu-ray real fast, and I'll be able to check that out.
Or just get it at the corner from Peanut and then.
Oh.
Well, when it comes out on Blu-ray, there's, you know, sites. It comes out on various sites.
We don't advocate illegal downloads on the
WrestleCast. No, we don't. No, we don't. But, you know.
Well, there's a guy named Ray who has a blue
No,
car.
We don't. We don't advocate Ray or none of that. How you procure that shit is none of our business, but we do not advocate that.
Yes.
I buy my things by legal means.
That's nobody's business how you get them. That's all I'm saying.
I acquire.
However you acquired and procured your entertainment, nobody's business.
Yes. It's only bad if you save them to things. If you just use them as they exist, then there's no beef.
All right. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to Ellie Keone on Twitter. Yeah, she's we'll be riffing about football sometimes at night.
Oh, so, at night.
Oh, God. Oh. Take that out. It's classic. Oh. I don't need the backlash.
Shout out to the New Slay podcast. You guys check them out. Make sure y'all follow those three ladies. Interact with them.
Well, it's the only time she comes on. Dee Dee. Come on. Give me a break.
Really?
Mm-hmm. God. After Jesus dark, Christ.
Huh? You
no,
can't
God,
win.
No, stop that.
Hey, you're talking about football? Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, the 49ers and the Rams. And oh, God, this is made it worse. We got to get out of here. See you guys next week. Bye.
Guys, why are you glaring at each other here? Didn't you just see what happened? Our teammates Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens, they just won their match. They didn't fight at all. So now I'm going to take a page out of the book of my best friend Kevin Owens, the co-captain of Team Raw. Since now it's just me, I'm the captain of tonight's squad. So I'm going to inspire Team Unity. I'm going to make sure that we win tonight, okay? But in order to do that, we got to get rid of some of the bad vibes that are going on around here. Okay, Braun, I know you're mad that Seth put us through a table last week, all right? And Seth, I know you're mad at Braun for attacking us last week as well, but that's okay. Put that in the past. Remember what Stephanie said. We got to work together to win, okay? And we're going to do that tonight. And to continue this team unity, I got you guys a little token of my appreciation, okay? Look at this.
What are you talking about?
Look at this, huh?
No, hey,
that's for you.
No, no.
That's for you. That's for you, Seth. It's got your name on it.
No.
Braun, that's one for you. Come on, open it up.
Chris, you shouldn't have. You really.
Come on, open it up. Come on.
This isn't.
Tell me this isn't. The scarf of Jericho. Try it on, man!
Look, Chris, if I wanted to dress like you, I would have raided Lady Gaga's closet, but I'm not really a scarf guy. Hard to believe, I know, but not my thing, so you keep that, and I'll see you guys later tonight in the match.
Not a scarf guy. How could you not... Who's not a scarf guy?
Sorry.
That's fine. You know what, Seth? You don't get a scarf. That's fine. Braun and I will wear our scarves like a team. Open it up.
I want that scarf.
Sorry?
I want that one.
Braun, this scarf costs $750. I just got it in Vienna. It's all the rage this year, part of the fall collection. And okay. To keep the team unity alive... Be the better man as the captain. You can have my scarf. All right, there you go. Okay, I'll put on your scarf then, Braun. That's fine. They're both nice scarves, you know. Anchor on that one there, you know. It's like a captain's ship, captain's anchor like that. Try yours on. Come on.
I don't like scarves. I don't like scarves, and I don't like you.